This is Rappinante with my beautiful wife, Tracy Fromm. I can smell bacon. I have my favorite cup here. Look at this. Sorry, can't hear you over the sound of freedom ringing. That's a Bucky's glass.
Here's my coffee.
Here's Tracy's coffee right here. Hey, guys, we are in Daniel chapter 5. Tracy, if you would not mind, would you read that for me, darling?
I do not mind, and let me start. Verse 1. King Belshazzar prepared...
Don't you like that name?
Belshazzar. prepared a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles. That's a lot of people. And he was drinking wine in front of them all.
Okay. So, you know, have you ever been to a party? And maybe in high school or college or at some time you're at a party. I remember being young, being invited to a lot of parties. I rarely went to parties because, you know, it just isn't a good scene. But the few times I went, there was always this one guy, and he was drunk as a skunk, and everyone was kind of watching him.
Uh-huh.
So that's what this reminds me of. Here's the king, and it says everyone, there's 1,000 people there, and they're all watching Belshazzar drink.
Well, he is the host.
They're drinking. Okay, so this guy, Belshazzar, hey, does he have a care in the world? Not a care in the world. Do you think of the 1,000 there was people he didn't like? No. These are all people who are submitting to his authority that are like-minded. Go right.
All right.
Party on. Hey, Garth. Hey, what is it?
Oh, party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. All right, go ahead.
Okay. While under the influence of the wine.
Is that what it says, really?
Yeah, in my version it does.
Oh, my gosh. Because, okay, it says, tasted the wine. So yours really says that?
While under the
influence of the wine. Mine says, while he tasted the wine.
No. This one, basically, he's drunk.
Okay.
Belshazzar issued an order to bring in the gold and silver vessels, the ones that Nebuchadnezzar and his father had confiscated from the temple in Jerusalem.
That's God's temple.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So that the king and his nobles, together with his wives and his concubines, could drink from them.
Concubines is different than a wife. You notice it didn't say wives?
Yeah.
Now, the wife does, later on in the story, show up. Concubines were there for pleasure only. They were prostitutes.
Well, no.
They were professionals.
In my version, it's talking about the queen mother. It says, it lets you know this was his mother.
Hanky-panky going on with the concubines. Ah. All right, go ahead.
So. They brought the gold and silver vessels that had been confiscated from the temple, the house of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles, together with his wives and concubines, drank from them. As they drank wine, they praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone.
All right, that's where we're going to stop.
Okay.
You know what that is? Verse 4? That is the god of Mammon.
Yeah.
That is the God that we live under now. Not me and you, but the world. The world praises power. It praises gold, silver. You know what I'm saying? All these different things. Whoever has the most toys wins. I saw that bumper sticker the other day. Unfortunately, it made me laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The guy with the... And the guy, he really... You know, this sticker isn't just on some piece of crap car. It was on a very, very nice car, like $140,000, was it Yukon XL? I don't know what it was. There's so many, every year they come out with a new brand, a new style, a new this, a new that, but he had some nice toys, just from what you could see on his car, with the roof rack, what was connected there,
what he was driving,
the trailer hitch, you know, the whole, you know.
Yeah.
And we live in a time where people not knowingly depend on their riches to sustain them. What's kind of scary is as we continue reading the Bible, it's amazing because the Bible doesn't ever contradict itself, ever. It says that in the latter days, men will throw their gold, silver, jewels in the streets because they're worthless, because there's no food and water.
Do you know, when I look at this verse, and as it's written, they praise the gods of gold and silver.
Plural.
Well, gods is a small g.
Small g.
So it's not the god.
There's lots of gods in our land today.
But it reminds me of the Ten Commandments. And verse 1.
Thou shalt have no other gods
before me.
Yeah. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
What that means is there's only one god. What it means is something that you make a god.
Yeah, and
it's truly not a god.
What stands out to me, what just kind of jumped out to me, was when it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, meaning you're not putting something as more important than the one true God.
Yeah.
This God is above the one true God.
Yes.
And that's what it's talking about here, that these things, they put these things so far above.
Thinking they're more powerful. And today in society, we honor money as a god.
Yeah.
We do, because we think, okay, money pays the mortgage, pays the rent, pays my insurance, pays my car, gives me the foods I want, gives me the restaurants I want, gives me the toys I want.
And other things like a power or position, because you think, I get this certain position, it's going to get me
X amount of dollars.
X amount of dollars, and it's going to get me notability, you know, and then I'm going to be able
whores, prostitutes. Now, you know, it's funny, on the West Coast, it's no longer, it's not legal, but it's not against the law to be a prostitute.
Wow.
So they don't say, hey, be a prostitute. We're you know, they're saying, we're no longer prosecuting you, you know, in L.A. and San Francisco for being a prostitute. We understand times are tough. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. But where I was going with that is prostitutes do not sell their bodies because they enjoy having sex with all these men. They do it for money.
Yeah.
I mean, that the end the end game is a person wants enough money so they can survive the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, but there gets a point with the ultra rich, the elitists, some of these people, that they want money so they can lord over people. So once they get more than enough,
then
they want, it slips into, and again, it's still the spirit of mammon, it slips into power.
Yeah.
I want power over individual lives. Yeah. That's what gets them off. When you're looking at all these big hitters, what they want is no longer money because they're billionaires. In our society, I mean, I could just name off a ton of them.
Yeah.
I don't need to. But what they want is power over people. They want to rule over the people.
And what that leads right into, again,
it's
like putting themselves in place of God.
Of God, right.
Because they see God as having control or whatever. Well, I want control. I want to be able to. It's like Satan.
Satan,
you know?
I will ascend.
Yeah.
I will be like the Most High.
Yeah.
Basically, Satan wanted to take over.
Yeah.
We're stopping there. This is a, it's such a warning.
Oh,
because Satan doesn't change the playbook.
Yeah.
He's not changing the playbook. You know
why?
It
works well.
It works.
Yeah.
It's always worked. It has always worked, the spirit of mammon, and we just really have to kind of look in our life. Now, I do not mind, honestly, having nice things.
Yeah.
The Lord has really blessed me with nice things.
Yeah.
A lot of it is because I do reviews.
Yeah.
And people and companies send me nice things, and I get to review them, and I get to keep them.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the things, but they are never to be a god.
Yeah.
You can take anything, focus on it.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't, and when we talk about worship, people don't even understand worship anymore. Like, you know, if you talk about, are you worshiping the Lord? People don't know what that means. What does that mean? It means I'm thinking about that thing. So when I worship God, I'm thinking about Him. I'm talking to Him. I'm praising Him. That is my worship. But if I'm thinking about my car, about someone dinging it, if I'm thinking about, just constantly, whatever you think about, that's really your God. And we got to guard in our lives. Also, let me just say this. The Bible says that a man can receive nothing unless it's been given to him from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the king, Belshazzar, is taking that which is not his. It was God's.
Yeah.
It was taken out of God's temple.
Yeah.
And now he's wanting all of his concubines, his queen, all these people, okay, to but not everyone, because there wasn't that much dishware, okay? Only the top of my friends, you know, my yeah. inner circle.
Yeah, the
inner
A-list.
Of the inner, yeah. the A-list people. There's a lot of people there that got snuck in, you know what I'm saying? I knew a guy who knew a guy, but I'm still like-minded. But the inner circle are now drinking out of things that were at one time
forbidden.
Ceremonially yeah. dedicated to the Lord.
Yeah.
When we look at the things that we have to realize that belongs to God. God says, yeah. the cattle on a thousand hills is mine. Mm-hmm. He says this, what do I owe man? Everything belongs to me.
Yeah.
I mean, those are God's words. And so we can't in our lives take something, whether it's a bank account,
yeah.
land, a house, anything,
a tight grip on
and
it.
Have
yeah.
a tight, let me see your fist again.
Like that.
Have a tight grip on it.
You know what God will do? Let me show you. He goes like this. He takes this little finger here and he starts pulling that. And then once you start going like that, the other fingers just naturally start coming back. It's the smallest finger,
yeah.
which is funny.
Whenever you tighten your grip
yeah.
on something that God sees as his, you yeah. really have targeted
oh,
yourself, even
yeah.
as a child of God, because God has to train you up. You yeah. haven't been trained correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been trained. Everything belongs to him.
Yeah, the gods of this world can be such a stumbling stone to so many people because you don't see it coming a lot
yeah,
of times.
And you don't see that thing as a god, but
yeah.
it's not a god, but
no.
you've made it a god
yeah.
because of the attention that you've given it.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of people think, well, if I had X amount of dollars, you know, I'll be secure. You've made that a god
yeah.
because your security comes from Jehovah, comes from King Jesus. It doesn't yeah. come from money, doesn't come from food. And where I went, when I read this morning, when I was a kid, I think I was in like sixth grade, there was a song that they played at church
mm-hmm.
and it was about the end times. And it says, and a bag of gold would only buy a piece of bread. A piece of bread would buy a bag of gold. I wish we all were ready. Meaning the rapture has already come. People are left behind, and you would think, a bag of gold, how can that be? Because there's no more food, and there's no food, and what matters most? Literally, a bag of gold? A bag of gold has no worth unless you can exchange it for something.
Yeah.
But what you wanted in the end days was water
mm-hmm.
and food. My first car that I leased in Henderson, Nevada. You guys may have seen pictures of it years back. It was a lease. It was a Honda Accord. And I was on their mailing list at the Henderson. It was Henderson
nice.
Honda
yeah.
of Las Vegas or something like that. What's amazing is I just got a thing in an email 2 days ago saying we're closing our car wash. See, every time you had your car go in for service or they worked on your car, they would always vacuum your car out and wash it. It was great.
Yeah, or they sold a car.
Yeah, you know, they sold a car. They always had it totally washed and clean and detailed.
Yeah.
But I get this thing saying, hey, we're closing down the car wash. And I thought, oh, they must be closing down the service. Well, they're not closing down the service. You know what they're doing? They're running out of water.
Yeah.
Lake Mead, okay, Lake Powell, which Lake Mead is in Las Vegas. Lake Powell is in Arizona. Those reservoirs, those lakes, are at critical stage. Once it gets down
yeah.
to a certain point, for some reason, it's so concentrated, all the minerals and all the salts, the water becomes what they call the dead pool. And you no longer can use that as a lake because it's polluted. Meaning, say it went all the way down and stayed like that, and then you filled it back with water, and it's like, oh, okay, we have a lake again. No, it's what's called dead water. You can't do that. It's destroyed itself. It's basically ruined forever.
Mm.
But because they have such a dire shortage of water in those areas, and again, that's the water coming down from the Colorado, and the government has actually got involved and is forcing California, you know, other parts, Nevada, Arizona, you got to limit your water. They're basically saying this is only the amount of water that you can have. So the first thing they're going to, okay, is homeowners. Can't have grass. Okay, you have to
have
rocks.
Pools.
Can't have pools
yeah.
anymore. This is serious. You know, because we're talking about a person who has money and power. Imagine you have a million-dollar house in Las Vegas or on Lake Powell, but you don't have what you need to live there. Meaning, you can live in your house, but there's no more water because that's where it's going. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it does if you read the Bible, because the Bible says in the latter days, one of the things that's going to be very scarce is water. Water and food. Those are the things. And so you can't, no matter how much money you have, you don't have enough to get what you need. And yet David said this, I have never seen the righteous go hungry. I love that. So guys, we love you. Don't make anything a God in your life other than the one true God. And realize this, that God has your back. Watch out that you're not worshiping the spirit of mammon.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's very easy for the spirit of mammon to sneak into our lives and for us to be focusing on the little gods with a G, you know, and making them more important, whether that's money, a boat, a car, a house, what you think is security. You can make security a God. We just don't want to do that, guys. We love you. You guys continue to pray for me. I'm getting better, and hopefully you'll see my bright, shiny face. Love you. Peace.
Bye.